We're nowhere near where we want to be, but we are determined to realize our potential and make Ghana a prosperous nation. We want to build an economy that is not dependent on charity and handouts. We want to build an economy that looks past commodities to position our country in the global marketplace. We are not disclaiming aid, but we do want to discard a mindset of dependency and living on handouts. We want to build a Ghana beyond aid.
That was President Akufo-Addo addressing the 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York last year, reiterating his commitment to building a Ghana which uses its own resources to engineer social and economic growth. President Akufo-Addo has set an agenda to build a Ghana beyond aid. If this dream is to be realized, key economic indicators such as inflation, debt-to-GDP ratio, exchange rates and interest rates must be on the right track. But first, let's take a look at the economy the government inherited when it took office on January 2017. The Minister of Finance, Ken Oforiatta, has some answers in his maiden Asempa budget.
Let us acknowledge that we have inherited a challenged economy. The country's debt stock has reached a level of approximately 73% of GDP as at the end of 2016, which is in excess of debt sustainability threshold of 70%. Total expenditures at end December 2016 stood at 30.3% of GDP against a target of 26.4% of GDP, with an outstanding stock of arrears of nearly 7 billion cedis.
Fast forward to 100 days in office, the Vice President, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, and the Chairman of the Economic Management Team, in an encounter with the media, outlined some 103 achievements of government. These include reprofiling of government debt, which stood at about 73% of the total GDP.
We're heading into a ditch. You take wages, you take interest payments, the public debt ended at 122 billion Ghana cedis in 2016. And so we, as a matter of strategy, began the process of reprofiling our debt. This just means that we are replacing more expensive debt with less expensive debt. Inflation has come down from 15.4% when we came into office to 12.8% now. And we've restored confidence in the macro economy by anchoring fiscal policy on these pillars of credibility, clarity, and transparency.
Government, in its quest to transform the economy, also outlined a number of policies to encourage private sector participation in the development agenda. In both the 2017 and 2018 budget, the government announced some tax cuts. I caught up with the president of the Spare Parts Dealers Association, Joseph Paddy, for more on the impact of the government tax cut policies on their businesses.
When the president announced the reduction, it was a welcome news. And we thought that was one of the good things that happened to Spare Parts Dealers in 2017. So we had that exemption and we have that holiday, but because of the appreciation of the dollar against the cedi, it did not help so much.
The Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, plays a critical role in the economy. The president of the association, James Asariejay, said the policy initiatives being implemented by government have had positive impact on businesses, especially the manufacturing sector. He was optimistic about the economy.
2017 has been fairly stable, with key macroeconomic indicators really pointing to the positive. And this is really, good for industry and the private sector as a whole. This year is the first time in 3 or 4 years that we've seen positive growth in manufacturing, as well as also seeing that other indicators in industry are quite good, given some level of confidence in the economy.
Digitalizing the economy is a major vision of the government, and this started with a rollout of the paperless ports, among other initiatives. This move, like any other, had initial challenges when it took off in September last year. The executive secretary of the Exporters and Importers Association, Samson Awingobi Tasaki, said although the move was a laudable one, 2017 was a difficult year for industry players. In this 1 year of governance, some figures such as the steady decline in inflation from 15.4% in 2016 to 11.7% as at November 2017, the drop in the debt-to-GDP ratio from 73% to 68.6% as at September 2017 and the reduction in policy rate from 26% to 20% points to a positive direction. How relevant are these? I engaged the head of the Economics Department, University of Ghana, Professor Peter Kwarty, to assess the economy during the government's 1 year in office. He acknowledged that some challenges persist, but said there has been an improvement in the economy.
In terms of economic governance, we've seen some improvements, and I say that by using some indicators like GDP growth. Economic growth has increased compared to the preceding years. We've seen our GDP growth increasing quite significantly. Except to say that non-oil GDP growth has not increased as much as one would have expected. One would have loved to see manufacturing performing very well, agriculture performing very well. But there is some marginal improvement in agri and manufacturing. And I believe going forward, there will be sustained increase in these numbers so that we are able to improve on employment and many other social indicators.
What does the public also have to say about the Akufo-Addo Bawumia-led government in 1 year?
Well, I used to travel 4 times in a year to my hometown. So he was voted to power. I can't tell you one. At this, no, for now, I can't even come and one, but I have very difficult to get money to buy for it to come out, my feeling.
Me myself, I'm broke. Before the money comes, I can finish before it comes. If I work back, by the time the money will come, we are home. If I need the money, never came. So that's personally. But in terms of what they have done, I know they have done something. At least they've tried.
The economy has not been bad for that. I've seen some aspects of the economy as an energy, a market economy. Certainly, as I say, so the economy is going to be economically.
1 year may be a short time to achieve all that government seeks to do. However, let us all endeavor to be citizens and not spectators, as stated by President Akufo-Addo during his inaugural address on January 7, 2017.
Mercy Dakun filed that report.